Mr. Speaker.
Order, order.
A standing ovation for retiring messengers and chamber staff farewelled by MPs led by their Speaker, David Carter.
Tomorrow, a number of our chamber and gallery staff will be retiring. This is our last day to acknowledge this fact. Collectively, their loyal service totals around 180 years. I ask that members take this opportunity to acknowledge their contribution to us, to thank them, and to wish them well for their future.
A similar wish, but with a sting in the tail from the Minister of Health, struck a sour note in a preface to his answer to a question from his Labour shadow.
The Honourable Dr. Jonathan Coleman.
Just before I answer, I'd just like to congratulate the Labour Party on its 100 years, and in particular, Mrs. King, who seems to have been here for much of it.
Order. The Speaker, David Carter, proceeded to give Mr. Coleman a lesson in gallantry.
Order. 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 I think the first part, I think the House should take and note with congratulations. And the second part, I think, should take the opportunity of acknowledging the huge contribution the Honourable Annette King has made to this House. And now, if we could have the answer to the question.
Right, yep. All right.
The fuss caused by Mr. Coleman was dwarfed by the kerfuffle over a patsy question for his cabinet colleague, Nick Smith, from National backbencher Todd Mullum.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Tanakwe.
My question's to the Minister of Building and Housing and asks, where is the government directly contracting to build homes as part of its comprehensive housing plan?
The Speaker explained why the question had been accepted as a statement of fact.
The member might think it's an assertion, but it actually has been identified and authenticated as a fact. That was required before we could accept the question. The government has a video publication in which it refers to its National's comprehensive housing plan. Order. Order.
Labour's chief whip, Chris Hipkins, sought confirmation of the video's provenance.
Mr. Speaker, I just seek some reassurance that the video clip that you're referring to was in fact a government video clip and not a National Party video clip.
The Speaker couldn't give Mr. Hipkins that assurance.
I'm not sure of whether it was a National Party clip or a government clip. I'm sorry, I can't answer that.
But Labour's chief whip could, with the help of Google and his smartphone.
Mr. Speaker, I have the video clip. It is a National Party video clip and not a government video clip.
The Speaker came clean.
As I said, when I sought the authentication, I did not bother to clarify whether it was National Party or a government. I should have done so, I didn't.
And so the question retained comprehensive with a capital C. Now to the committee rooms with Rhys Lyon.
Objects launched into outer space are the subject of a recent treaty signed by New Zealand and the US, the Technology Safeguards Agreement, which itself was the subject of a briefing to members of the Foreign Affairs, Defence and Trade Committee by the manager of the International Security and Disarmament Division at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Trade, Heath Fisher.
It's a bilateral treaty between the New Zealand government and the United States government to enable the use and secure management of sensitive US space launch and satellite technology in New Zealand.
Mr. Fisher said space was of immense strategic importance around the world.
Satellites enable the provision of critical services and infrastructure, including banking, transportation, electricity, telecommunications, navigation, remote sensing, and national security. Globally, the space economy is big business.
A business which New Zealand was getting in on.
The increasing demand for small satellite launches presents opportunities for New Zealand because of our secure environment and our geographic location that enables the achievement of a wide range of orbits with minimal interference to air traffic and shipping, with one main launch operator, Rocket Lab, intending to provide commercial launch services from 2017.
Heath Fisher of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Trade. Over at the Commerce Committee, MPs were briefed on a report by the Auditor-General on the $1.3 billion rollout of ultrafast broadband in New Zealand. While the report was largely positive, opposition committee members weren't satisfied with its scope and asked the Auditor-General's Office Sector Manager, Colleen Pilgrim, why the report didn't cover the connection of broadband from the street to the home.
There are places that, in terms of our mandate, we can't go,
I have understood that this was a concern for members of the committee, which you may be able to raise with the Ministry of Business and Innovation and Employment, and, of course, with the Minister, I'm sure.
Auditor-General's Office Sector Manager Colleen Pilgrim.
That report from Rhys Lyon. I'm Tom Frewen, and this programme was made with funding from Parliament.